This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Let's go out to the hotline and welcome in our Chiefs contributor. Also, he is a seasonal expert from SI, Chiefs on SI, Josh Briscoe. Where do you stand on this?
You guys have made a lot of great points. Here are a few things that are jumping out to me. One, getting dark at 5:30, that's a self-inflicted wound by us here in humanity. We don't have to be doing this with the time changes. Mm-hmm. We could at least get an extra hour of sunlight. We can't do that much about getting cold. We could fix that. So I'd like to see somebody go ahead and run on that platform.
It sounds like that actually might happen. What you're saying might actually finally happen.
It should. It should. I feel like that. Let's talk to the farmers, make sure they have the sunlight they need, and then let's go ahead and make sure that it doesn't get dark by the time we're all leaving work. Number two, I understand, Cody, your appreciation for spring and having it rise your power rankings. But as someone with absolutely debilitating seasonal allergies, spring can go bleep itself.
I don't have any allergies at all. Is that why I like spring?
Winter is the only time of year that my sinuses feel normal, barring a cold. I know that I'm the outlier there. But again, I don't mind the cold. I'm a Christmas baby. I've always loved the Christmas season. I like some snow. I'm okay with a chill. I love hoodie weather. Summer is borderline irredeemable far, far, far too often. I hate getting in my car and pitting out by the time I get to my destination. That's not an issue that winter brings. So I think winter gets a little bit of a bad rep. I feel like
you like to so fix you're this fall, spring, winter, hour. Summer last.
It's fall one. No argument there. The 4 days of fall that we had this year were beautiful. So yeah, I'll say 4 days of fall and then it's really messy, but I might have winter at two.
Wow.
I understand that largely hinges on if you have to like scrape ice off your car or whatever, but, I may go fall, winter, summer, spring. I don't know. I like all of them for the first 2 weeks of the season. And then once it's been 100 degrees 15 times, I'm over it.
Okay, so last question that's not cheese related that we can get to that. Is a cookie that contains pistachios and orange zest and chocolate chips too much in a cookie?
No. In fact, my ears have perked up at this.
I made cannoli cookies today, and Alex said I was trying too hard.
Ooh. No, you're not trying too hard. You're just trying hard. Like that's okay. as an absolute lover of the Great British Baking Show and all of the things that come with it.
Here we go.
He gets it.
There's nothing quite like really putting your art into an edible form. So I mean, you can do a simple cookie. I will never denigrate the noble chocolate chip. But if you want to bring me a cannoli cookie with pistachios and orange zest and some chocolate in there, I would love to figure out how that all came together through the guiding, the beautifully educated guided hands of one Cody Tapp.
He appreciates finer food, you know? He gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I knew where his answer was going to be. I actually was not surprised.
He'd have to take an extra shot of insulin. But
that's true. That's 100% true. But I'm willing to do that for your cookies.
We're joined by Josh Briscoe, our Chiefs contributor from Chiefs at SI. All right, so let me ask you the question that I think we've asked three straight weeks. So who's playing left tackle this Sunday?
Here's a follow-up that I'll ask now. Will we know in 2 hours when
I think so, actually. I do think someone will ask and he'll just real quickly be like, yeah, it'll be one of you. And that'll be it. It's not a big deal.
I think your tone is exactly right. I think we're either going to get, we're figuring that out and, you know, we'll see when we get there. Or, Yeah, that'll be Joe. And and then we'll move on to the next question. So I think Wanye Morris came in last week because Joe Tooney spent all week at guard in practice. I assume. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming that Tooney got the whole week of practice at guard next to DJ Humphries as the two of them were kind of learning that chemistry a little bit last week. And so it would have been really tough to push Tooney out there, even though they did that the week prior. But with an entire week of knowing that Humphries was pretty unlikely to play, as it seems right now is the case, I bet Joe Tooney's been getting some work at left tackle, and that Caliendo's been getting work at left guard. I'm guessing that's where it goes, but honestly, it would not surprise me if it's him or Wanye. Obviously, it's not going to be anybody else.
How big of a problem is it against Myles Garrett and the number one pressure rate team in the NFL and the Browns? They're not a good team. They do not win a lot of games, but also they might do the one thing they do well on defense might be the Chiefs' biggest flaw.
Yeah, and you mentioning like the pressure rate even beyond Myles Garrett. I'll give you that one first. Myles Garrett, problem for any team at any time, but especially in this circumstance, right? Like, that's a tough matchup for Joe Tooney's first start at left tackle in a million years. That's a bad matchup for everybody, though, when you do consider kind of the complementary nature of that pass rush. Now you have Caliendo in his first start at left guard. You have Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor, who have been kind of struggling with some of the guard tackle counter sort of stuff. Not counter stuff, but some of the stunts and everything in the defensive lines over these last several weeks. I am seeing a number of places where the Browns might be kind of excited to get a chance to tee off on this Chiefs offensive line. So I think it's a huge deal. The good news is the Chiefs know that. Andy Reid knows that. Patrick Mahomes knows that. So I hope we get a little bit of creativity in terms of how the Chiefs protect Patrick Mahomes, in terms of how they keep the offense rolling in this game. And I really do think that they're going to need to take advantage of one or two mistakes from Jameis, because the Browns defense is going to be challenging what is right now the weakest part of the Chiefs offense across that O-line.
I feel like that offensive line is why I think this game is close. Like, I don't know how you feel about it in the early going, but like you could say take advantage of Jameis's mistakes. Nobody gives it away better than Jameis, but also the Chiefs are bottom five in the NFL in takeaways. What makes me think that like that's usually a something's got to give scenario, but like in that case, I don't think I lean towards the Chiefs are more likely to get a turnover.
Yeah, Spags mentioned this yesterday in his presser, and I thought it was at least along the right track, where they haven't had a whole bunch of, like, dropped gifts. I think Bolton has had one or two that have been catchable, but there haven't been a whole lot of just, like, crushing gotta-have-that drops from members of the secondary. I'm hoping that Jameis is able to deliver one or two of those where you would be upset sure. if the defender didn't catch it, and it maybe that's kind of his margin for error there, or that he tries to fit in a throw that Justin Reed has been seeing on tape all week, and that, you know, there's a pick six in the cards. My out-of-left-field history-making prediction for this game that I only half believe, but I only half believe anything I'm predicting about Chiefs games because it's all chaos all the time.
Yeah.
But I am predicting that our weird wrinkle this week is that Trent McDuffie gets his first career interception.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, I what Cody said about, hey, Jameis throws picks, the Chiefs don't get takeaways, something has to give. I guess I don't know why people are siding with the 3-win football team at the something has to give thing. And that's why I sure. actually think this will be the most comfortable Chiefs game we've had since the Saints game. And I know that people disagree with me a lot on that heading into this game. I think it'll be the first time since week 5 that we watch this game and we feel like the Chiefs are in full control.
Yeah, I would love that, and I think if there are early turnovers, that could happen, but even then, that's kind of part of the problem, right, where you have seen the Chiefs be able to take an early lead, and then all of a sudden, the first drive of the second half, the Chargers make it a game just like yep. that after the Chiefs clearly look like the dominant team through the first stretch there, so I think their ability to hassle Jameis and just maybe to not speed him up, the Chiefs pass rush hasn't been doing that, but just to rely on Chris Jones to maybe spook him a little bit here and there, and to get like one or two of those ill-advised Jameis throws. I think we'll see a couple of those. Again, the relationship with the Chiefs being, I think, the worst turnover-creating team amongst good teams, if memory serves, to Cody's stat line there. Like, that is still something that has come by not by strategy, but by situation and how the Chiefs are playing these games and also how opposing offenses are attacking them. So if the Browns, and specifically if Jameis, is wise enough to avoid Trent McDuffie and the challenge everywhere else, you know, we've gotten good news throughout the week on Joshua Williams. That's not a serious injury, apparently, which is great. But he ought to be challenging everybody else. This ought to be a big David Njoku game where they are testing the linebackers and the safeties.
He might not even play,
yeah, I think
by
he's
the
out.
Way. He didn't practice,
he practice this week.
I think
he didn't
out.
Practice yesterday, so just as a warning.
Well then maybe not.
Yeah, so maybe not a joke. I already like the over on, I don't even know the name of the backup, but him. I like his over.
Jordan Akins.
Sure, that sounds good from a betting perspective. But when you look at, so like, I'll say this. a lot of times on this show, we like to mock some of the press conference stuff because we're not sure what comes out of it. But Patrick Mahomes said something on Monday or Wednesday that I had not been paying as close attention to, and I didn't realize. Rashee Rice has kind of snuck up on me. Over his last four games, he said he'd been playing a lot better since the Bills games. He's been steady as a rock. Pretty much four or five catches and around 50 yards. That's consistently what he has done. Are you seeing growth out of Rashee?
I think you meant Xavier Worthy both of those times.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, not Rashee.
You said
Xavier Worthy,
Cody,
sorry.
You said Rashee Rice was sneaking up, and I was like,
Xavier Worthy.
Happening? I got so
we
excited.
Compared him to Rashee Rice because it happened at the exact same time he started getting better.
Yes. No, that's legitimate. Especially that play where P. Ryan, you know, dies a noble death on the pass block, and then Mahomes does his little magical thing in the backfield. Having Worthy coming back for the football, and I see a few different places have kind of broken down that play in a few ways, but watching what Worthy has done in a few big moments, but specifically finding kind of the end of his route, realizing that the timing of the throw is now off, and then he starts working back to Mahomes, sits down in that space, and then comes back to the football for a pass that otherwise could have been picked off, broken up. That is a guy who has found some comfort in this offense. And this is something that I know, you know, you guys were talking about in April, I'm sure, because this is always kind of the timeline we discuss for Andy Reid wide receiver rookies. But it's not just that they have to like learn all the terminology and then remember which number route they're supposed to run. There are so many moving parts within how they're reading defenses and the timing of everything and how these routes all work together. And again, like, think about reading defenses live as you're moving at the snap, after the snap, game is built around trying to scramble your brain. And so you get a very young receiver who I think has begun to see that the game slow down a little bit. He's also, to be fair, two or three better throws from Patrick Mahomes. And I think we would just be talking about Xavier Worthy, like strengthening a dark horse rookie of the year campaign, because a couple more of those bombs and a couple more touchdowns would totally change, I think, his national perspective, at least. Maybe not so much in Kansas City, because I think we've been paying attention to the fact that he has been in a lot of good places, very often off by a very tight margin. Now, over these last several weeks, again, with that consistency showing up, I think that's very real, and his life will only be made easier by the return of Hollywood Brown over the next couple of weeks.
Another minute or so here with Josh Briscoe, our Chiefs contributor from Chiefs on SI. Hollywood Brown, it looks like, got cleared by the doctor yesterday. The Chiefs could open the practice window today, if not certainly on Monday. What are you expecting? Because I know they're going to have to ramp him up, but I keep going back to offseason comments from Patrick Mahomes about Hollywood Brown and how much maybe better of a route runner he is than people realize. Could Hollywood Brown, and Cody mentioned the name Rashee Rice, could Hollywood Brown actually provide that kind of impact at some point in terms of at least the type of routes, not the production necessarily?
I think he could. I think the thing about Hollywood that has been kind of that was lost throughout some of his early signing, and then obviously we just sort of stopped talking about over the last couple, you know, several months, has been that he really can do almost anything at all three depths of the offense. I'm not saying he's Justin Jefferson, but that he could be used deep downfield as a deep threat in the intermediate and in some of that quicker, shallower stuff because of his speed. I know that he's not built like Rashee Rice and very few wide receivers are, but I think having Hollywood back will be enormous if there is any ability. I really think this is an if. Like this, I am optimistic, but I am cautiously optimistic. If he has enough time to get up to speed with Patrick Mahomes before the playoffs, I think we could see Hollywood have 100-yard playoff games. We go, wow, who knew that all this offense was missing was either its number one or its number two wide receiver pretty much this entire season. I really think that is on the table, depending on how much of training camp has held its way all the way to Christmas. The other issue is that right now, I don't know if the Chiefs starters should play or will play in either of the last two regular season games of the year. Hollywood out there with the surgically repaired clavicle joint, catching passes from Carson Wentz, might help a little bit, but it's not really the same thing, and I don't need Mahomes playing any meaningless football. So I think there is a chance that it is a big, big, big deal. I also think there is a chance that there is just not quite enough runway to get up to the speed that they were at, you know, in St. Joe right before the first play of the offense in the preseason.
Josh Briscoe from Chiefs on SI. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the winter season that you love so much.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and shut my window now, but it was nice to have a little brisk breeze throughout this segment.